Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
What an exciting song that we get to hear when we open up the show, Optimize Your Life each day. You think about it, when you have such a generous heart, young gal that will sing out a song from her heart, because she learned about the kindness campaign from Captain Len Kane, who is our guest speaker here today, featured on this Friday show. And we're just excited that you're joining us. We'll have people literally from around the world. We operate, this is the Hope Collection, Optimize Your Life show. We are a platform that we broadcast actually around the world on many, many platforms. And so we reach people, sometimes thousands of people a day. And you're welcome to be on the show. My name is Ron Clayton. I'm hosting the show today, and I happen to be the president of the Hope Collection. We're 501c3 nonprofit committed to helping people. And our theme is helping others by helping them help others. The idea in mind is this. We all want to help somebody. We all do that. But if we can turn around and help somebody learn to help somebody else, if we get that in our minds, what we're doing is we're compounding not only the energy, but we're compounding the results of touching lives and making this a better world. And I can't think of anybody that I'm more proud to be able to introduce to talk to you about the very thing of helping others. The Golden Rule founder, Golden Rule Society, retired Rear Admiral, retired as captain in the Navy, Top Gun, fighter pilot, flew those 1,000-mile-an-hour planes faster than the speed of sound, was champion in all the Miramar competitions for accuracy and leading and training others to be great fighter pilots and defending our country. And as we, you know, we just come off Memorial Day weekend where we have honored and we observed the sacrifice that so many people made. And what he did, he happened to be fortunate, and he's here with us today still, but there were many, many people and many friends of his. He's going to talk a little bit about that, I'm sure, today. But, you know, first of all, Len Kane, good afternoon. How are you today?
Well, wonderful to hear your voice again, and as always, Mr. Ron Clayton, and your lovely bride there, Linda. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a distinct pleasure for the Memorial Day holiday. I was invited to New York, and I was treated and greeted by Mr. Ron Clayton and his wife, Linda. And they took care of me and my wife, Ann, because I was the guest speaker at the memorial service for conning the wonderful dedication of those who fought, served, and even died for our freedoms. And that tugs at the heartstrings, ladies and gentlemen. But it was a wonderful, wonderful celebration and honoring the people that did those things for us and for our country. So anyway, on a lighter note, I'd like to talk about what gentlemen that who was very influential in keeping and making it and putting it all together. And his name was Mr. Mark Donnelly. And Mark was there making sure everything was done, taking good care of people here, there, and everywhere, because we were dedicated that the place that they held, I just get so enthused. Anyway, in the country and in New York, the western part, and what we did was we honored those people because the children that came from here, there, and everywhere I got Boy Scouts, wonderful young Boy Scouts that were dedicated. And what they did was they allowed the Boy Scout organization to spend the night in one of the Navy destroyers at the Navy Yard. And when, can you imagine that? They come down and they said, okay, you can spend the night aboard the ship. And they just all loved it. The nicest bunch of young men. And they were leaded with by Mrs. Mary Stanley, who came down and just a wonderful, wonderful lady. And what you heard at the beginning of the show was her daughter, who was so enthused about the kindness campaign that our Golden Rule Society has put together a few years back. And she said that, Mom, that kindness campaign is wonderful, but can't we have in our school, and she's 9 years old, talking about wanting to make her classroom the kindness club. And she said, we should have the kindness club in every schoolroom, in every school, in every city, in every state of the Union. And pretty soon people are getting, because it really is a wonderful idea. And the kindness campaign is very simple. And it goes like this. And we started it on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2022. And what it is this. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And you add to that just a little bit of one of the good Lord's good statements where he says, share the love that I give you with others. Wow. It tugs at my heartstrings, and I hope that it does at yours. And because this radio show, it goes to as many as 73 countries. And I jokingly tell people, I don't know who's listening, but I do know who's talking. But the point is we're bringing the good news of how to make it a better world to everybody who listens. And you can share this information, and I'm going to give you a bunch of good deals, ladies and gentlemen, gifts for you. So do have a piece of paper and a pencil and write this down. And it's very simple to get to the gifts that we have for you. And you all have done this before. It's very simple. www.goldenrulesociety. That's all one word, no spaces. goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. Simply means we're a charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt organization founded in California, in the U.S. of A. But we're not only in California. We're nationwide and we're worldwide helping people. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and it tugs at my heartstrings. I started off as a coal miner's kid from Pennsylvania, got into the Navy, and they wanted me to become a naval aviator, and that was wonderful, great, great stuff. But the point is, you can get, when you get there at the goldenrulesociety.org, gifts for you that you can share with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. Because I always tell people, welcome aboard now the radio show, Watch My Lips. And everybody laughs and they say, what, he's kidding around. But I want to get your attention, Watch My Lips, which means we do not sell anything. For 51 years, at the end of this month in June, our 51st anniversary of the Golden Rule Society charity. And we're all non-paid volunteers. Whatever we get, we give. And we are busy trying to help make it a better world, what you're talking about. So let people know that they can come to this show and listen to it on 6 days of the week. But on Fridays, I have the honor and the privilege and the wonderful enjoyment to do the radio show with Mr. Ron Clayton as the boss man. And of course, there's another gentleman, I mentioned his name and I'll do it again, Mr. Mark Donnelly. And he's a wonderful a Masonic brother of mine, and he puts things together and says, let's get this thing together to honor the people who have served and given their lives and their time for our freedoms. And again and again, I'll say it, I love it, it tugs at the heartstrings in the mind that people have done that for our freedoms and our enjoy the life that the good Lord gives us. Okay, I'm going to get back to it. The nice things that you get there when you go to GoldenRuleSociety.org, and I'll go through them, not all at the same time, but one of them that you ought to go and take a peek at when you get there. This is awesome. It's called Intiva Health. It's an acronym, INTIVA Health. And there it is. You click on it, and you are now looking at an organization that we put together and partners and supporters. This organization is the number one organization in the world supporting the medical industry. Wow. They're terrific. Wonderful man, Mr. He's a head man, and he put it all together, and he was a combat marine that was injured, and they discharged him. He was going to school down there in Texas, getting it all together, and he went to school, and he put this organization together, a charity, an Intiva Health. The nice part about it, it's free. Let's say that you go to your doctor and he says, well, you got to do this and that and the other, fix it up, and that'll be $100. And people tell me, they said, well, you know what I do? I just click on Intiva Health and talk to one of the scientists and the doctors and the nurses and whoever that, and say, well, I have this little pain and ache or glitch in a get along, whatever you want to call it. But there it is. I said, oh, yeah, we have that. And you're taking the ABC pill? Don't do that. Take the XYZ pill because that'll help you better. Wow. And that's free stuff. You can't beat it with a hammer, for crying out loud. So do that. Take advantage of it. And there's another five more organizations and opportunities for you to help make it a better life for you and yours now and again. And Mr. Ron Clayton, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee this morning, turn it over to you, and I'll just be, I'm right here, ready to go, more to go. God bless. Over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, Len. You know, we've got a couple other people on the show today, and we certainly want to acknowledge that folks that join us, and they're always welcome. We want to be able to hear and open the mic. We do this because this is a forum where we share information that to make a difference in the world. Someone who has tremendously made a difference since he joined the Hope Collection and became involved with us has been working day and night, sometimes 7 days a week, 24 hours it seems like. I don't know when she sleeps, but she sleeps with her eyes open. She just keeps making things happen for us, and we are grateful because she's done an outstanding job. Former military person herself, Army, I believe, and she performed incredible acts of courage and commitment and success when she was in the military. Then she got out. While in that process of getting out, she also became a mom. And I'll tell you what, she's doing even a better job at that than she did there. She's got two of the most terrific kids. I call them the dynamic duo. We have Luke Skywalker and the Princess. They're better known as Mary Ariana. She sang the song to us today when we opened up the show. And she created that for part of the Hope Collection, I mean, the Golden Rule Society Golden Kindness Campaign for Kids. And her mom put that together. Mary put together that program. And whoever you're listening to today, if you'd like to have a kindness campaign in your school, Sunday school class, whatever organization of kids get together, you can contact Mary Stanley or myself, and we've got a kit for you so you can start in all the directions how to start a kindness club. And you can make a difference. We're going to do this all over the nation. And we appreciate your wanting to and find out and get the information so you, too, can be a part of doing it. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. How about you? I'm not out of breath yet. Because I get to talk to you about you.
Yes, but first, we missed out this week on an incredible anniversary.
What do you mean?
On the 6th of June was the 79th anniversary of D-Day.
My goodness, that's correct. You're right. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Next year, we're going to do a big celebration for the 80th. And the cool part was, is some of the survivors went back and restormed the beach type of, you know, their version of redoing it. But, yeah, they walked the beach of Normandy.
Wow. You know, you got to think about how that brings goosebumps to those people who paid their price. I mean, that was, it was a wonderful day, a horrible day. It was the day of things happening that never been seen before. It was the largest army ever assembled to make an invasion. And when they did that, what they did is they created a way to take out one of the biggest tyrants on the face of the earth. They killed millions of them. Tried to, basically everybody knows that Hitler and the Nazi organization were just poised to take out the whole civilization of families, people who are Jewish faith. And they were committed to doing that. Well, folks, in doing that, that's mass murder. And our men and women and people around the world united to overcome that situation. And it took sacrifice. It took people paid the ultimate price to actually make that happen. And we, on Monday, we actually celebrated the Memorial Day. It was a celebration of those who have paid that price. And we're grateful because we would not be here without the folks that did that. And, you know, one of the guys we just had on the show a minute ago, he's another one of those gentlemen that did that, that were one of the ones that paid the ultimate sacrifice. He didn't die, and he left his family for years so that he could turn around and provide the freedom that we have today. And we're just grateful and gracious and appreciate what Len Cain did for all of us.
Marvelous memories there, Brian. Oh, gosh, that was a wonderful, wonderful organization and the people that put it all together. The children, they made little flags, American flags, maybe 6 inches tall, that they plugged into the ground in the park. And very, very impressive. They had thousands of these little flags honoring the people that had served and fought and died. Again and again, makes you a little.
There were 7,300 flags that were put up.
That's the exact number. And then Mary Stanley, and with her good-hearted work and just dedication, just supervised the children and the Boy Scouts, just putting all those together. I'm sure they had help from their parents and everybody else, but that's really impressive because my wife and I were there walking around just soaking it all up and just watching them. I said, can you imagine getting the organization with the kids to do that sort of thing for the thousands of little USA flags? Wow. Beautiful stuff. It was a wonderful dedication and a wonderful time there in New York with the nice people like Mr. Ron Clayton, who was on. And by the way, I got to say this. Mr. Ron Clayton is one of the senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. And while I'm at it, Mary Stanley, she's also a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. And we've got 24 wonderful people like that who are doing their best to help make it a better world. And that's what you want to get involved in, ladies and gentlemen who are listening. And again, I hope you'll be sharing this information family, friends, neighbors, church, charity, whoever you want to do it, because most everything is free. Some things are better than free, and why not take advantage of it? And I'll mention one of the other things that you can find when you get there, and there are more than I'm going to say today, but one of them is the educational program. Now, this one, it's educational, motivational, inspirational, and character building for children of all ages. Now, this is a logical little statement that I put together because people say that really makes a lot of sense. If you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, which we are giving to you, the action plan for living and an action plan for business, oh, it's there for you. You can just, if you follow the teachings, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life, both in business and in your life itself. So why not give it a try? And people do, and they say, wow, this is really good guidance. And they get it, and they share it, and that's what you ought to do as well, because we're happy to have you here. And tell people about it. If they can't make the shows, it's at high noon on the East Coast. But, hey, everybody can catch it 6 days a week. And I'll give the numbers for people that might not have it in front of them. They dial your telephone. It's 714-816-4686. And you can hear it right in your own home, on your own phone, here, there, and everywhere. And again, Ron, it's a pleasure again to talk about all the beautiful people that were there. They just kept us busy. Ann and I were here, there, and everywhere, driving all around, seeing the dedication, the people that they're giving their time and their talent just to honor people who have served, fought, and even died. God bless them all. So, Ron, I'm going to turn it back over to you for a little bit. I'll have another sip of coffee. I want everybody to get a little chance to say their good words and say the nice things. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you so much. We're moving forward in many ways, and hopefully I can become more modern in the next couple of weeks. You're going to see some dramatic changes with our presence in the internet because of the work that Mary Stanley and some other professionals are guiding us to improve so we can be a more effective resource for everybody. And I'm really proud to announce that, letting you know that that's in the process of occurring. It's a lot of work. And we took a little bit of time off so that I will tell you one of the goals, the Hope Collection's goals this year was to, say the word finally, be able to put on the event at the waterfront in Boston, in Buffalo, at the Buffalo Naval Park. We had been planning and working on a big celebration there for almost 7 years. And the energy and planning and the people that came and but people have come and gone working with us because people move, things happen, health issues. But the people that were there, that were right from the beginning, and were right there when we actually sat in front of Captain Len Cain, as he served, he served as the keynote speaker on this Memorial Day observance. And you know what I thought was really unique? There's 9 or 10 monuments in there, we call it Monument Row, for World War II, Korean War, Desert Storms, Vietnam, Civil War. I mean, there's monuments for every one of those events, big major battles or big major war or loss of life, commitment to the principles that the United States of America were all founded. And the reason they were there, because people recognize that there was a price paid. Well, I will tell you, of all the events, there were a lot of people that went to each one of those monuments and had a program. And that's great. I'm not doing anything to diminish the absolute importance of that and us remembering it. But, you know, when Len Cain was up front, what he did is everybody else went to these memorials
carried on the grieving process, which for many people, in fact, people who have post-war traumatic syndrome, they are still carrying the burden. And the Bell within the sponsoring organization is working to resolve those issues for individuals. We're joined forces to make that happen. That's why Len Cain came. But let me share this very, very important point. Len Cain talked about the one thing that he's dedicated his life to before he even got into the service. His mom gave him the message, be kind wherever you go, whatever you do, be kind. He's carried that on his heart. And today, even after all the things he's experienced, all the years in battle and strife and horrible, horrible life situations, fighting and representing the United States of America and the free world, he's still telling people, look at what we really need to do is be kind. We need to learn to be kind. See, when you're learning to be kind, you don't have time to be a bully. You don't have time to be an antagonist. You don't have time to shoot anybody. You don't have time to do any of that. Because what you're doing is you're giving from your heart. Len Cain delivered that message to everybody who was there, and there were a lot of people that went right over their heads. And there were a lot of people that sat there, and they came up to us and came up to my wife after, or Len's wife. And what they shared was how much they appreciated the fact that Len Cain, in spite of, he could easily be very, very negative. He could be very, very easily not liking a lot of different types of people or cultures. He could be talking about all kinds of bad people, all kinds of things. You know what he talks about? How do we be kind? How do we build each other up? How do we honor God? How do we become closer to God? How can our country be better? And that was his message. And I will tell you right now, I will stand next to him and fight for that message for the rest of my life. Because that's what Joel Griffin promoted. That's what the Hope Collection is all about. That's what the Golden Rule Society is all about. And guys, if we don't do it, you know what's left in the world? I don't have to tell you. Look at the time. Turn the nightly news on. Look at our politics today. It's all about destroying. Well, you know, when you talk about Len Cain, you talk about what he's helping us to do. It's all about lifting people up. So, guys and gals, I just want you to know that that is our commitment. That's what we're glad you're here today. We hope you'll come back again. We have shows not only at the noontime. We have a dedicated show every day at noon. We call it Serving Up Hope for Lunch. That's what Joel used to call it. And so we dedicate ourselves to doing that. And you are so welcome to be here. Mondays is Hometown Heroes. Mary actually interviews many people and never get the spotlight on them. So we take time to do it. We interview them and expose what great things and difference they're making in the lives of someone in their community or in this world. Tuesday is Travel Tuesday. Myself and Rick Reese, who is the head of Marketplace Ministries, he's also the treasurer of the Hope Collection, we discuss how having a dream and a vision and travel, and you, again, another part of that Golden Rule Society of helping lifting others up. When you're doing that and you're in that travel mode and that business, you're doing that very thing. You don't have time to be messing with people. You don't have time with messing with other people's lives. You're committed to making things happen and fulfilling a dream. Wednesday is a time that we literally set aside moments where Mary, being a certified life coach, certified counselor for folks that have challenges, particularly with autistic children and family issues, she discusses that on Wednesday. Thursday is Family Day, and we have what better than a guy that's had 11 kids, was the executive vice president of AT&T, who called him the Mighty Oak, Bob Oakley, and comes on and discusses how today, even in his life today, and retired from that corporation, he's been building homes and apartments for people and helping them get settled, people that are coming to this country that need a new start. And he's helped them do that down in Jersey and all over. And then on Friday, we have this show where we exclaim, we just
we broadcast, we promote the idea of the kindness campaign and the Golden Rule Society with Captain Len King. Can you think of a better way to be able to spend our time? Oh, I forgot to tell you, Mary's a schedule, because we have this blog radio show that has multiple platforms now where we can feature other shows to do other things. Mary, would you take a couple minutes and just talk about some of the other shows that are actually accessible to people who are listening in?
Yeah, I have to unmute. So I'm working on a list right now. It'll be up on all of our social media platforms later on today. It's a lineup of what shows we have coming up. It's a generic list for right now because some of our guests change out throughout the week, and we'll have a more specialized list coming up this weekend. But so Sundays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, we are going to start broadcasting a non-denominational church service for people who cannot go to church for whatever reason or haven't found one that they like to go to. You'll have an option to listen in. Mondays is Hometown Heroes at noon. Monday evenings at 9 p.m. we are bringing back Marketplace Ministry Spiritual Call, so you can listen in and figure out how to help businesses and other things. Hang on a second, Ron. I got to deal with a little issue here.
Okay. Well, Mary, we'll pick up for you.
And Mary has to be the mother of two wonderful children that are, they have sometimes they have some challenges. You know, I met them just, I've been talking to Ariana and David on the phone a couple of years now, but we just met over Memorial Day weekend. They rode 14 hours in a car to get to Buffalo, New York. Now, I'm telling you, I have a hard time dealing with 14 hours in a car. But here's two little kids under 10 years old coming and spending that time. And then being introduced to a whole new world. You had the sleeping overnight on Little Rock, the Navy ship at the Buffalo Naval Park. The trip to Niagara Falls, all the other kids, there are about 20 kids, and we had people, all kinds of people going to Niagara Falls and experiencing that for the first time. Then they came back, and Sunday morning they all went to church together. The troop showed up in force, and they stayed in church, hour and a half church service, including Captain Len King sharing his story. Then Sunday afternoon, we had a big picnic, and the kids were playing around in our backyard having a great time. I live in the city. I don't have a whole lot for the kids to do, so they made games up themselves. Never, there wasn't a fight. There wasn't any broken bones. Nobody got hurt. This was incredible, guys. Then the next day, to get up in the morning and be in a formal setting in front of soldiers and dignitaries and the public. And these kids performed like wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. They were wonderful children. They were children, but I'll tell you what, they were so well-behaved. It was an honor to be able to host them and have them here. And, you know, we just want you to know that what we're doing is in all our actions. And sometimes, you know, we have to be parents and we have to do things. And, you know, you got to be a parent. So, in spite of that, Mary is hosting these shows every day and making it grow. Because of what she has done, we today have got a very successful radio show. And after 7 years, because of her energies and efforts, we just pulled off the largest Hope Collection event that we've ever had. I'm so proud of all the people.
And we have it again next year.
That's what I understand, that the Naval Park has invited the Cub Scouts back. They want them back. They were so proud to have a new generation of children there to promote. And what they saw was that passing the baton to the next generation. Guys.
Yep, we're going to bring back Boy Scouts from different areas and small towns. We're looking at small town Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts that will never experience this and without the help of you guys.
Well, it was a team effort that I'm telling you, it is one of the bright stars of accomplishments. And it took a total of 7 years to get to this point. And it all came together. I like to say, when God's in the middle of it, he's going to make it happen. And he did this time, guys. Big deal. And we, again, appreciate Len Kane. We appreciate everything so much because we couldn't have done it with all of you.
Well, working together, that's why we're here, helping one another to help make it a better world. And it's just wonderful to hear the good news that we're sharing with the people who are listening, who will be then sharing it with their family and friends and neighbors and church and charity. That's just wonderful. And another one of the items that would lead right into the program, ladies and gentlemen, I gave you the GoldenRuleSociety.org, and one of the things that you have to look at when you're there is called Hope for You. Now, Mr. Ron Clayton, he's now the current president of the Hope Collection, and he filled in for one of our dear, dear friends who was a senior advisor to three of our presidents. I mean, wonderful, wonderful man, and it tugs at the heartstrings again, and I'm very sensitive about that. And he went to college with my high school football coach. I didn't get to meet him until, 50 years or so later. But he was a wonderful man. Sadly, he passed away from some terrible attack with the cancer. And anyway, sorry about that. But the Hope for You. Now, if you go to that place on the website, Hope for You, you're going to see all the opportunities that are available to you, put together by Mr. Ron Clayton. And it goes on and on, but there it is. It's available for you to share and take and make it a better life for yourself and everybody. That is Hope for You. And I might as well give you one more while I'm on pause talking about it. On the list of things, it's called Success for You. And I mentioned it early, perhaps. Educational, motivational, inspirational, character building for children of all ages. And you got to do that and take care of it because it's yours. It's yours to use and it's yours to share. And I got a couple more there that you can just take advantage of. And it shows the six Nobel Peace Prize nominations that I've been honored to receive. And they told me that in 2014 that I was number two in the world for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I jokingly told them, I said, hey, I don't want to be number two, because when I was in the Navy as the top gun on the East Coast and the all-Navy top gun, I want to be number one in the world. Jokingly, because that's a little bit behind the time. But there's another one that is there that you hear. Check. It's a wise traveler. What does that mean? I'll give you a good example. One of our friends from San Diego, he had to go on a business trip to New York City. And he and his wife went on the trip, called, and they made the reservations. And they said, yes, that'll be $1,000 to go to New York City and then come back after your business trip. In New York City. So he says, well, wait a while. I'm with the Golden Rule Society charity. And by the way, membership is free. We don't charge anything. You can be a member or you can just take advantage of what we're offering. But they said, you're with the Golden Rule Society charity and the travel? Oh, yeah. Okay, instead of $1,000, we're only going to charge $500. Now, there he did, on just one trip, he saved $500. Now, here's what I always say to people. If you want to get a discount, don't try to get a discount on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve or 4th of July or things like that, because the wonderful travel agencies and the airlines and the ships and whoever else they can make these offers, they want to fill up the chairs and the seats with people that who are available But if they've got the seats all filled up, they're not going to be giving discounts to everybody else. So anyway, you want to get the point. But try to do it, plan ahead, and see what you can do, because they're going to save a lot of money. And why not? If it's available, you take advantage of it. And that's what you do. The wise traveler, by golly. And you get savings, they tell me, up to 85% of the time, which means all the flights and the other rides on the trains and buses and ships, they're not full all of the time, obviously. So those are available to you. Take advantage of them. There are other items there. There's a prescription discount program. And this is what the doctor gives you, a prescription. They take it to the drugstore and say, okay, here it is. And they say, oh, yeah, well, that's $100 for that. And they say, well, don't you have the prescription discount program available? Oh, yes, we do. And in many cases, you just have to ask for it. And they get the savings up to 80% of the time. I have no control over the amount of the discounts or when they're available. That's beyond the control of our charity. That's between you and the travel agents and people like that. So take advantage of all the opportunities. I mentioned just a few of them, but here we go. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Ron while I take another sip of my coffee. Back over to you, Ron. Keep up your great work.
Well, thanks a lot, Len. And I'd like to extend just an extra clarification for you with the Golden Rule Society Travel Program. What it does, folks, everybody here who wants to support the Golden Rule Society, Len Kane and his wife, Ann, 51 years ago, set this organization up that today he now has been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. That says a lot. You don't get recognized like that from a world organization, not just once, but 5 times, without having a track record of actually making a difference. And the programs that Len has shared today and are available through the Golden Rule Society when you go online that he's shared today with us, when you do that, he has been actively supporting the world. And children, you know, we have the big hot topics today, how today we're not necessarily having our children treated properly in schools. Well, he has been countering and fighting that fight for 51 years. And you can join him. Now, if you want to really join him, why don't the next time you make a decision that you're going to travel, why don't you use the Golden Rule Society, GRS Travel. When you go to the Golden Rule Society site and you click on there, what's going to show you, you register, you have to register yourself. It's free. It's secure. But let me tell you what you're going to get. 100% guaranteed the lowest prices that are published anywhere for any kind of travel product there is, anywhere. That's 150% money-back guarantee. So if you look up something and it's not the lowest price, then you can call in the Vortex, the name of the organization that handles it, and you get 150%. They're gonna honor 150% of that to sell you that we are going to be the lowest. What's really, really unique, I'm getting into a detail here that nobody really talks about in the travel world, but when you book, let's use a hotel, for instance, as an example, because everybody rents a, you know, books a hotel. So let's say it's $100. Well, Expedia and every other site on the Internet is going to tell you $100. But when you go to the Golden Rule Society Vortex, what it's going to show you is it'll show you everybody's price that they charge in $100. But then it's going to show you your charge. And your price is going to be 30 to 60% less, guaranteed. So it'll show what they're paying, charging you for, and then it's going to show you your price through Golden Rule. Now, folks, can you hear me on this? Listen, we include the sales tax and bed tax and convention taxes, all the hidden fees that none of the other travel agencies tell you when you book. So when you book their price, when you get there, you better have more money on your credit cards, because what's going to happen? You'll look at your bill and say, wait a minute, it's $129. They told me it was they quoted me $100. Oh, yeah, those are the taxes. We don't include those in our prices. Guess what, folks? You look at our price, it's going to be lower, and the taxes are included. You talk about integrity. So Len Cain is telling you that you can benefit from discounted price, and it'll be lower than the marketplace. And then you're not going to have to worry about somebody, I think it's a little bit sneaky for governments, all the local cities and counties and tax states, they all do it. They add on your sales taxes after they quote you your price. We do it up front so you know and there's no surprise. That is a peace of mind that you can't get anywhere else, but you can get from the Golden Rule Society, their travel program. Please, folks, take advantage of it. Now, when you save, here's what's really neat. Len doesn't talk about this, but, you know, he has paid for this whole organization for years. Bone, cost of operations for running the site, having to operate and do things and represent the organization and go play. He's never put a bill. He's never charged anybody a dime. What you are doing when you buy your discounted tickets, the company of Vortex that runs the program for Len, they pay back to the Golden Rule Society. I'll tell you what it is. I know the number. 60% of whatever you save is going to go back to the Golden Rule Society to pay for costs that they've incurred forever. And you're doing something good. Remember, you're getting a discount. You're getting a deal. And now, not only are you going to get a deal, the man who you've just met, the 5-time Nobel Peace Prize, original Top Gun, guy that's been laying his life down for all of us for his entire life, is now going to have this organization at least restoration of some of the investment that he's made so we can have Golden Rule today. To me, that's what encapsulates everything this show is about. It's doing others. Doing to others, going through, you want done to you, you do for others. And Len Cain is giving you that opportunity as another one of the benefits of being a part of the Golden Rule Society. Folks, it brings a tear to my eye to know his heart, his willingness to serve us. You know, it wasn't easy for that man to come from San Diego to Buffalo, New York in the middle of summer. It was hot here. Now, his wife told me, teasing me, because it was gray days in San Francisco or San Diego. We had 80 degrees plus in the sun. It was hot. We haven't had 5 straight days of sun, and I don't think in my life in 10 years. But it was, and there's Len standing up there in the sun, sharing his heart, pouring it out. And he was received magnificently. They actually honored a mother, a Gold Star mother, who was the first son to die in Afghanistan in the war. And they honored her with his flag, a folded flag at the memorial service on Monday morning when Len spoke. And afterwards, she just told my wife and Len's wife, Ann, what a wonderful tribute that speech that he gave. She was thrilled. And by the way, she's spoken to one of our great members, and then now she's planning on talking and being involved with us with the whole collection going forward. Guys, we're touching lives. You're touching lives when you're part of what we're doing here. Thank you.
Hey, Ron. Someone on social media just shared this story. And it fits perfectly with the Golden Rule and the kindness. So a 19-year-old Dairy Queen manager was serving a blind customer. He noticed that the man dropped a $20 bill. When the woman behind the man grabbed the $20 bill and put it in her purse, the manager instructed the woman to return the money. After she said no, the teenager made her leave. He told her, "Ma'am, you can either return the bill or you can leave the store, because I'm not going to serve someone as disrespectful as you." The woman left, but then returned. The manager returned to the blind man and gave him $20 out of his pocket. He says, I was just doing what I thought was right. I did it without even really thinking about it.
No, there are a lot of people in this world.
That's
there
touching.
People that have integrity. Amazing.
God bless them all.
Thank you so much.
The good people. Oh, wow. That gentleman was probably a member of the Hope Collection, if he does good things like that, or the Golden Rule Society. Nice to hear good stories like that. Mary Stanley, you have all the wonderful things that you need to be the success that you are, and sharing all the wonderful talent that you have with people here, there, and everywhere. God bless you now and always, along with your children and your hubby and all the nice people that you're part of your organization. Keep up your great work, Mary. We're honored to have you as a senior advisor, by golly. So, Ron, I think it's getting close to the time, but that's completely up to you, because I've got maybe just a couple little things to say, but they're just thanking the people that were there at the memorial service. I mentioned the name of the Mark Donnelly was there, and of course there was another one that the hotel we stayed at, ladies and gentlemen, a fellow by the name of Ruff Salvatore. He's one of the top builders in Buffalo. Incredible man. And there's another, Van Taylor was just another wonderful gentleman in the organization. And they it goes on and on. I could keep the rest of the rest of the day just mentioning the wonderful names of the wonderful people that are part of the Golden Rule Society, living the Golden Rule. And remember what it is, the kindness campaign on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2022, we launched it. And it is very simple. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace on this earth, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity, and respect. And in another word, just share the love that God gives you with others. I'm getting emotional, Ron, that this is a wonderful show that I'm just honored and humbled to be able to be a part of and hear of all the good stuff, things that people are doing, especially you and your lovely wife, Linda. So keep up the good work and all the work that you're doing there, my friend. God bless. And back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you. By the way, I recognize another phone number of someone that joined us today. Is that you? Is that you, Mighty Oak?
Yep, that's me.
Well,
how you doing,
sir?
Ronnie?
Fabulous.
I was sitting here listening to the wonderful stories by you and Mary and Lynn Kane, and I'm so glad that the good Lord gave me the opportunity to meet Mr. Lynn Kane. Captain Lynn Kane in Buffalo, and it was a tremendous presentation that he made, and we thank you for that, Lynn. We thank you for being there with all of us, and we thank you, Ronnie, for all the work you did to put this all together, and Mary, we thank you for all the work that you do to helping us and help to make that memorial celebration a big success. And having your troops there and everybody that was involved in it, it was just a wonderful, wonderful event, and it was being done for the right reasons, and it was to honor the people who have given up their lives for us, and to honor not only them but to honor those that are involved in serving our country. Every day and that are still involved in it and not only veterans but I have veterans and those that are retired from the service and those that have died in the wars. It was just a wonderful, wonderful event. And I was amazed at the beautiful park that is there where that was held. And it was just to see the big ships there that were involved in the wars, and also the submarine and just everything was just wonderful. And we thank you all for being in there and being participants. And I brought my bride with me, and a friend of mine who is a veteran also was there with us, my friend Larry, and he was just so amazed at what a wonderful presentation was given, and what a wonderful event that honored people that were involved in the military for many, many years. And so thank you all, and I just want to thank the Lord for bringing us all together, and for putting the motivation in our minds to help people and help them to help other people. Because what Ron said, that's what it's all about. That's what we do. And as Len said in the Golden Rule Society, 51 years. Wow, that's amazing, Len. We're so happy to be affiliated with you, to be partnering with you, and through the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. It's a partnership made in heaven, I believe, and it was started by you and our dear friend that has passed away, Joel Griffing. Dr. Joel Griffing was just instrumental in putting together the Hope Collection, and was a founder of it. He and his wife and many of us helped him along the way. So I'm thankful. I'm so thankful and so appreciative for all of the efforts that you all do, and the fact that the Lord is leading us all in the right way and giving us the opportunities to help other people and to help them to help other people. So with that, I guess I'll turn it back to you, Ronnie. I see we're just about out of time. And thank you, Ronnie, for all the stuff that you do and the leadership that you provide, a servant leader. And Dr. Joel Griffing taught us that, taught many of us that, to be a servant leader, not to be a boss, not to be someone who requires other people to do things, because it's all voluntary. And we just appreciate him. We appreciate you, Lynn, and we appreciate you, Ron, and Mary, and everyone else. And God bless you all. And you all have a great day. So, Ron,
Robert,
I'll turn it back to you.
Well, thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
God bless you. And have a great weekend, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you during the week and other shows. Make it a blessing. See what you can do to bless another person in your life today. You will feel better. You will be better.
That's what it's all about.
Bye-bye.
So long for now. God bless.